Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Da-da! It's a.
You okay?
It's a Thursday morning. Hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 64 degrees right now. Going to get up in the low 70s. It looks like we were supposed to have rain all day.
Yeah.
It's been raining at night, although it looks like the amount of rain may be tapering off compared to what we were supposed to get.
Okay.
So cloudy all day. We'll see what happens. My daughter's got a tennis match. We'll see you at 4:30, mercy, if the rain holds off. Take that, ladies. First off,
yeah.
When did you start your part-time job as an assistant pit boss at the world's cheapest casino?
What?
Are you wearing a full gray suit?
No.
It's close.
It's two-tone.
Not matching, though.
It's barely two-tone. It's barely. It's tone and a half.
You kind of look like the weather today.
Yeah.
You represent what's outside. Yeah.
And then the purple shirt. Really makes you look like Bowie during his down years. Yeah, it's bad.
Kind of pops.
Come into the church on time. Yeah. All right, let's start the show with what happened in Fairport last night.
So what happened?
Kimmy, did you see this story?
I don't know.
Around 8 o'clock last night on Main Street in Fairport, a tractor trailer.
No, I did not see this.
Was hit by a train.
Wait, right in the center of town?
Right in the center of town. That railroad crossing right there. Okay. So there is video of this that somebody got.
Yeah.
So somebody took a personal video?
Somebody has a cell phone video.
Holy crap.
Of this train getting hit by a tractor trailer. And Well, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, that's like, you can't stop it.
But you took it out like knowing it was coming?
Okay, so here's the thing. It looks like everyone is okay.
Okay.
So where did the train hit?
As long as a person got out.
Where did the tractor trailer get hit? Like on the trailer?
In the back, yes. Oh, okay. On the trailer. So by the way, the person didn't get out. So if you watch the video, and it's insane, the tractor trailer is making a slow left over the tracks. The cab has already cleared the tracks, and you hear, and it just explodes
but
in the back.
How did it get through with the train coming?
Did the thing, the arms not go down?
So I don't think there are arms at that crossing.
Wow.
And I think
maybe
that's
a mistake.
All right, phone number is 252-WCMF. Where are you at, Fairport? I think that's been the problem with these tracks all these years.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of accidents recently, specifically, involving, unfortunately, people as well.
Yeah, I always thought like all those crossings had the flashing lights and the arms.
No, the lights are there. The lights are flashing.
But there's no drop gate.
I don't think there's arms there. And again, 252-WCMF, let us know if we're right here. So the video clearly shows, if the video is what the incident happened last night, that this person, whoever's driving this trailer, is on the tracks when the lights are going.
Holy
now, I don't know if it took him too long to like make the turn.
Oh, maybe.
And that's when the train showed up and he had no choice. I don't know what the hell happened. It says in the story on 13 Wham, they are still investigating what happened.
Yeah.
Seems pretty cut and dry to me based on the video.
Yeah, who's at fault there?
I would guess,
what?
Based on my zero investigation knowledge of train accidents, that it's the guy in the tractor trailer.
You think it's his fault?
Well, the train just keeps going.
And
that's
obviously,
true.
Like, people knew it was coming. Somebody took a video.
All right. That's
yeah.
good
so,
point,
like,
good
that
point.
Person probably should have been aware that it was coming.
Is it like a big 18-wheeler?
Yeah, it's huge.
God damn.
It's huge. Well, it was. Now it's pieces.
A little less 18.
Yeah.
Shaved a couple wheels off.
Like, I'm telling you, man, because somebody sent me this video last night. And I'm like, what the hell? Oh, my God!
He's bad. God damn it.
Oh, my God! It's wow. brutal. I'm looking at it right now,
so what
now,
if that
man?
Screws everything up now? Like, did it have to shut down for, like, is the train back open? Can the trains go down the tracks again?
That's a good question. So I'm watching the video again, over and over here. Like, the back of the tractor trailer, there's a giant hole in the back.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be wiped out.
I wonder what it had inside.
It looks like it was empty.
Oh, okay.
Which probably makes things better for everybody.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I don't know what the situation is, if it's all been cleaned up, if the road there in Main Street is open. I didn't hear our traffic report because we were making stupid jokes about Tommy's suit. But when the tractor trailer gets hit by the tractor trailer swoops around and it takes out the lights and the flashing thingy on Main Street.
Oh, there. So that's knocked
that's
out?
That's down. That has been taken down.
Man, what's that going to cost?
That's a great, between the train, between the tractor trailer, between all both of the, light thingy dingies. Yeah.
Wait, the dingy dingies
are
gone?
The light dingy dingy dingy.
What would you call those
if you're not calling them dingy
dingy dingies?
What would you call them?
The warning center?
The warning center. Dingies is way more descriptive.
I have no idea what those are called.
Than the warning center. Can we get a Google, Kimmy, for what do you call the lights and dingy dingies?
Crossing signal.
Okay, that's
crossing
probably what it's
called. Crossing gate?
Well, there's no gate, though.
Oh.
No gate, so that'd be a crossing signal. Because remember, like, when you were out in the Midwest?
Are you sure you don't want to go with crossing center?
Signal. It's a signal,
you
not a center.
You said center to begin with.
I changed my mind.
You said warning center.
I retract that original statement.
You sincerely looked me in the eyes and said, warning center? But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I remember, like, being way out, like, in Nebraska, and you would come across train tracks that had nothing.
Yeah.
But I guess they figured it was so flat, you could see the train, 2 miles away. But if it was foggy or something, you wouldn't have, or at night, how do these people not get run over?
No, to your point, there are even places I remember in New York, and I don't know if it's changed, where you didn't even know you were driving over train tracks.
Yeah, you just hit it.
Yeah. Boom, so, like, bam. To your point, like, if there's something coming, I mean, if it times out right.
Right, but if it's foggy, it's night, you're not looking.
Yeah. Ooh. 252 WCMF again. A train was hit around 8 o'clock last night on Main Street in Fairport. The train hit a tractor trailer. It looks like it was trying to make a left over the train tracks. It was going super slow to not clip a building, and as it was doing that, it got blasted by the train. It was a mess. I don't know how much cleanup they've got done. The other funny thing here.
What was that?
Right, thank goodness for our first responders.
Yeah.
They got the fire department out there. All of the firemen are in their full, like, I'm going to fight a fire outfits.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't know what you're showing up to.
But they're just kind of walking around. Like, at what point can you just take the, okay.
Take it off.
We're taking the jacket, right. Guys. Like, is it mandatory the jacket stays on while they're at the scene?
Oh, maybe it is.
Because, was
just
it?
In case. I don't know.
It wasn't cold last night. No, you don't need the helmet. I don't think another train's coming on the stop tracks. what I'm saying? Guys, let them relax, guys.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you were saying?
The lights you were asking?
Yes.
What are they called? It seems as though they are called the cantilever flashing lights.
Cantilever.
Warns of an approaching train. Designed to cover all traffic lanes, so the crossing warning is visible to all drivers.
Are they named after the guy who invented them?
I hope so.
Maybe.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's kind of a dick thing.
Johnny Cantilever?
Cantilever.
I also
signals.
Think he pitched for the Indians for a couple of years before the war.
it's like, you just could have called them train lights, but you got to go with
or flashers.
Yeah, you're right. You could have gone with that.
But yeah, you can't say flashers because there was a lot of flashing going on probably when those were invented.
A lot of people taking their dongs out in the 1930s.
Bro, yeah. What do you think?
No, what?
How do you think people entertained themselves?
They just got
nudity.
They just got over prohibition. No one was taking their penises out.
Bro, people getting drunk and flashing their old depression crank.
Okay. So, we had mentioned there's been a lot of issues with the train tracks, and this isn't a new thing.
No.
Right? In Fairport, and I get you can't move the train tracks, but it does kind of feel like something's got to be done to make that area safe.
Because it's right in the center of town,
yes,
man.
Yes. There's got to be gates. How are there no gates there?
There have to be.
Man, I'm looking at the video.
With all that summer foot traffic and everything, right? The people, and you have Fairport Canal Days and Music Fest, all that, and all that entertainment down there now.
Well, I see. Okay. So it looks like something was knocked over. I'm looking at the one picture.
Well,
I mean, you could see the railroad crossing sign, and it's on the ground, so maybe
we know that.
Oh,
got
no,
hit.
No, no, that
we
want to
know
hit.
If there's a gate that comes down.
Down. Yeah, yeah, the lights. I'm watching the video happen now.
Okay.
The
so there wasn't a gate.
So you're watching it get hit.
Yeah. So the tractor trailer gets hit on the back end. It swoops around because of the pressure of the force of the train.
Sure.
It then takes out the what are those things called, Kimmy?
Cantilever?
The cantilever
flashing lights.
Yeah,
auto
there.
Center.
But there's no way it could have been where it was if there were arms that were coming down to stop it.
Yeah, because he would have to knock those over.
Or it would have hit him unless they're in the background.
They didn't go down?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. By the way, the other funny thing about this is, you know, they're doing construction over that way.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a big road closed sign that the tractor trailer is driving past as it gets hit by the train.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if it means road closed to, like, local traffic, so he was allowed to be where he was supposed to be.
He's a big-ass tractor trailer.
Yes. I will say, it doesn't seem, based on being hit by a train, he should have been where he was when it happened. But again, who knows? Maybe there's something we don't know about.
I guess they got to interview the dude.
It says, again, according to the story on 13WAM that we have in front of us, they are still doing an investigation, and it is not clear what happened.
Okay.
But
again, they always got to say that.
Everybody's safe.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Thank God.
I mean, you know. Lot of piece of tractor trailer all over the ground out there.
Yeah, buddy.
252 WCMF. Okay, Tom's going to get to the bottom of this for us. He's on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, Tom, what you got?
This Tommy Trains?
What I got? Okay, I live in Fairport. That Main Street, there are absolutely gates there.
Oh.
So how did he get here?
So he had to knock him down.
Well, that road is closed down there because they're fixing the bridge right past it.
Okay.
So that's so. I think the guy was probably trying to turn around because he should have never went down that road.
But oh, how? So, what I'm trying to figure out here, Tom, is I'm watching the video. How did he get where he was if the gates existed? Did you see the video yet?
I don't know that.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know much, Tom. That's what it sounds like.
So is part of that road closed?
Yeah, he said like that. He shouldn't have been down there to begin with.
So I mean, maybe when he entered. Over the tracks, they were up, and then the gates tried to come down onto his truck and trailer, and he was kind of stuck there because there's really no place to turn around there. It would be brutal if you went over those tracks because
it right was brutal.
The tracks about 100 feet is where they're doing the construction on a small bridge that goes over Thomas Creek.
All right, so Tom,
so maybe he did go under when the gates were up, and then had
they came
nowhere
down,
to go.
Yeah, then, okay, so it's in the background. All right, Tom, let me ask you as a Fairport resident, there do seem to be a lot of issues with those train tracks. Do you think they're unsafe? Like, is there something you can do to make this situation better? Because there was a tragic story that happened last week with somebody on those tracks.
Oh yeah,
there's always people getting hit down there. It's too easy to access those tracks. When people walk down it, don't think about it and get hit. I mean, there's probably, I don't know the number. There's got to be 100 plus trains that go through there per day.
No,
you can look it up.
100?
To his point, last night, so I was at...
Yeah, there's a lot.
I was at Thomas Creek, the Rutz Story Center, they call it now, and I had to get my steps in, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I was going to be there for 3.5 hours because my daughter just runs my life for me. So I went and I took a walk down the canal trail there.
Wait, you were there last time?
I actually was. I was there when this got hit. I don't know how we didn't hear it. It's not that far.
Wait, you didn't even hear it?
It's not that far.
Damn.
I was leaving the rink at 8 o'clock. I was outside. Anyway, the point I'm making, Tom, to Tom's point, you can walk over the train tracks. They are right next to the canal path.
Yeah.
And while I was walking the canal, it was just constant train traffic. Like, there was always a train there. It was insane.
Damn.
You know, for such a quaint little town, you guys are dodging a lot of trains out there, Tom.
They do.
All right. Well, thank you for all the information, buddy. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
You too. There goes Tom. Because it made me nervous. There were like a bunch of like 10 to 12-year-old kids that were fishing off the rocks in the canal.
Yeah.
Which is like quaint and, you know,
but the train tracks right there.
Literally right there. And there's just trains like,
Yeah.
I guess you get used to it.
Amtrak, CSA, all kinds of trains going through the train tracks.
It freaks me out anytime. Like, even like you go down to New York City and you're really close to like the subway when it comes through.
Yeah. You can feel it. Like
God,
the air.
Damn, man.
But like people are
like,
so,
there's no, like, it's right there. There's no protection.
And you watch people stand 3 feet,
oh, yeah,
4 feet from those trains. And
man,
it's just,
I don't know. That stuff freaks me out.
Okay, so again, as of right now, we don't know what the traffic situation is down there. It looked bad last night, but it has been a full 10 hours.
Yeah,
maybe they were able to clean everything up.
Well, I guess there's no traffic anyway because the road's closed.
Well, but you would still have to, it goes up to a certain point.
Okay.
Like, there are businesses on that main street that, you know, people are still, and I think you can walk it.
Oh, all right.
Because I was, unless they've changed, because I was in Fairport like a month ago and there were people just walking over that bridge.
Yeah, buddy of mine gets his steps over there.
Can I, quick sidebar.
Go ahead, Steppy.
You love to talk about how nice the canal is.
It's beautiful.
It's an industrial ditch. I walked it last night in that area.
It's beautiful. It's nice.
You're
going to tell me downtown Fairport isn't gorgeous
people
to you?
People are going to want to fight you right now.
No, I'm just saying. It's like, you know, everyone's like, oh, let's walk the canal.
Yeah, it's a canal. But
I walked it last night. It's an industrial ditch.
Man, you run your mouth from gates.
Watch me.
Which is a ditch.
Also has the canal going through it.
No.
Yes.
It's all
same
ditch.
Same canal.
Same exact canal. In gates as it
kinda
is.
Kind of looks
in
the same no matter where you
Fairport is beautiful.
In fact, the water, you know, goes.
Pittsburgh is gorgeous. There's boats down in there.
It's just a big old hole of water. It's all it is.
Like, you're saying it's just a big old ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just a big gaping
ditch that smells like fish sometimes. Much like your mom. An awfully damp when I show up.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Got a lot of problems on planet Earth right now.
Yeah.
But it turns out there could be an even bigger problem than any of these.
Well, maybe that's a solution.
No, it would definitely be a solution. Not a solution you'd want. Very Fairport tractor trailer kind of solution.
Right.
So to prevent that solution from happening,
okay.
NASA has gotten to work. And these are very smart people, and they know what they're doing.
The Sky Boys,
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that so far this is what they've come up with.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Monsters Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So as we speak, there is an asteroid that is barreling through space.
Jesus.
And it is headed in our direction.
America.
Well, the world.
And America.
It is estimated that this asteroid will come in contact with our space region.
Like the solar plexus?
Well, like, no, what?
The solar plexus.
In 2032, Kimmy.
Oh, okay.
So all close right. to us, in fact,
yeah.
that NASA has given this asteroid a 3.1% chance of hitting the moon in December of 2032.
Would that F us up?
It would end humanity.
Wait, the moon gets hit? How does the moon get hit?
Well,
we get screwed.
If, like, the moon gets the moon screwed do? Up.
Okay,
screws up some other stuff.
Well, the moon controls, like, gravity on Earth. A lot of like, the tides are tied to the moon, so you may just have water all over the place. Also, if the moon explodes, you could have pieces of the moon now flying
chunk-o
down.
Chunko moon,
right?
Yeah.
Chunko moon. One of the worst breakfast cereals. Chunko moon. Yeah, if the moon gets hit by an asteroid, it would be like end of life on Earth, potentially catastrophic.
Damn.
And there is a 3.1% chance that happens. So
what are they going to do?
Well, you need a plan. And that plan, according to NASA, Nuke the asteroid.
Yeah, I thought they'd shoot a
what they do in the big movies. Ass
missile at it.
All right, so
blow it up. How big is this?
I do not know how big it is, but one of the plans that NASA scientists is floating is to send a ship armed with two 100 kiloton nukes.
Megaton bombs.
Kiloton.
500 billion times more than we dropped on Hiroshima.
Seven times.
We're not like,
Seven times more powerful than Hiroshima. Seven times.
So we're not like sending like Bruce Willis and a team of.
Well, you don't want to send Bruce Willis up now.
Yeah, he's in a bad room.
Yeah, that was very insensitive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying.
Him and Michael J. Fox will take care of it. Come on, boys. Let's beat it with 1980s.
You're an idiot. Michael J. Fox was not in Armageddon.
Yeah.
No, but he was a big star in 1980.
He had nothing to do with space. He did not do a single space movie. Back to the Future was not a space movie.
Yeah, kind of was.
They did not go to space. Time travel is not space. Name one Michael J. Fox space movie.
I got to look.
Can't, because it doesn't exist. Stupid.
So, like, we're not, my point is, I guess, no astronauts going up there. We're just sending a rocket
Well,
up.
Yeah, because.
No, they're going to send a ship with a missile on it.
No, it says they fire. It says they would send a spaceship arm, but it doesn't say there would be people. I don't know how you'd send people.
Yeah.
They would die.
Like a drone, almost.
The idea is the nuclear blast would be so powerful, they would alter the path of the rock and save humanity.
Wait, I thought it would just blow the rock up into smithereens and we'd be done with
it. You don't want a smithereen because there could.
Then that just creates smaller problems.
That could be hitting all over planet Earth. Yeah. Thank God you're not in NASA.
Yeah, they say that every day.
Yeah, but you sit here and you're like, well, let me tell you how it
is. Just blow it up.
No, because then you
By the way, blow it up way before it gets here.
Oh, good plan, man.
It's a rocket. It should be able to go way the hell out there.
Bro, you would have to hit it.
Well, they're good at hitting things.
They're not, actually. Have we hit anything on purpose outside? Remember when they landed on Mars and lost it, like, immediately?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that whole thing? Yeah. This is, like, has potentially humanity in the balance.
Okay.
So the problem with this plan, first of all, it's all speculation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, NASA scientists, very smart.
But how do we not have, like, this stuff already in the bullpen? Like, when it happens, like, build it now, have it ready to go, so in case these things pop up, we don't have to wait, like, boom, we go.
Well, maybe they do. It's just a question of, like, they don't really know what's going to happen in
space.
It's
the same thing. It's a rock coming to hit your ass.
You want to know why NASA doesn't have a rocket ready to go?
With a missile.
With a nuclear
ready
missile.
To go. Ready to go.
To hit
right
an
on the launching pad.
Okay. What have we ever done?
We're not even using these launching pads.
What have we ever done scientifically close to that?
But they know how to do it.
What? No, how do you know?
Based on the movie.
No, it's, again, you're the dumbest person I've ever met. And I mean that with all due respect.
What? Yeah, I met your family.
What?
I mean, we literally have space junk just floating around up there hitting the moon. They don't seem very concerned about it.
It burns up.
We had astronauts stuck in space for months.
Yeah, too.
Remember that?
Well, build it now and we're ready to go.
But technology moves so quickly. If you build it now and have it ready to go by 2032.
It's a missile, bro. It's basically a bullet.
It's a missile, bro. Put that
on a
t-shirt.
It's a big-ass bullet.
Okay. If you
Army does it all the time.
They don't use technology, a lot of military technology from 20 years ago because you continually improve things.
Hey, bro. You're blowing up a rock.
Okay. That's
all you're doing is shooting a rock. I don't think you need that much technology.
You actually do.
The nose of the missile hits the rock blows up, we all enjoy Saturday Night Live. That's the way it works.
252 WCMF. Walk through this with me, okay?
I just explained it to you.
You are putting nuclear power, seven times, explosive power seven
times. That's
what
Hiroshima and Nagasaki combined.
That was dropped on Hiroshima.
A billion six.
You're putting that on the tip of a rocket. You just getting the rocket
we
off.
We have these rockets.
Just getting the rocket off the planet would be hole-clinchingly terrifying. Because if that thing goes up and explodes, we're effed, man.
Oh, bro, they've been working on this stuff since John Wayne was making movies.
Yeah, how'd that end up with him? He died of cancer due to nuclear exposure, you idiot.
He was also a chain smoker.
Okay.
They're overthinking this crap.
I hope they overthink this. I would like them to really think very, very hardly about it.
Here's what's going to happen.
Very, very hardly. We had the dumbest show.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It's not even going to come close like every time they say this crap.
Okay. You should have a bunch of people that even if it is a small percent chance, you have a plan. So in 2031, like 4 hours before, we're like, oh, crap. And you're like duct taping a nuclear missile to like something you're firing off.
Well,
in
that's
your
what I'm saying, too. Let's get at it, guys.
Oh,
like, I hope it's not as simple as us three idiots think it is.
It's not that simple. It's obviously not that simple. Like, it would be like, say, just put them on the moon. How many guys died getting to the moon? And that's a...
Less than half.
Okay. It's a giant-ass rock. And you weren't even trying to move it. You were just trying to put something on it.
I know.
And it moves slow.
Yeah.
This is barreling.
Oh, it's barreling at you.
252 WCMF. Are you taunting the asteroid right now?
No, but.
You're taunting the asteroid.
I mean, it's just an inanimate object, right? It's not going to hurt you. If you blow it up, it's fine.
The asteroid?
It's not like an alien
or
something.
The asteroid will very much hurt you. A lot.
By the way, only if it's big. They're not even telling you how big it is.
Well, the fact that they're...
Took out the dinosaurs.
And Kimmy, they're toying with the idea of nuclear weapons. You don't just use nuclear weapons willy-nilly. We also don't know what the effects of a nuclear weapon...
Russia does. So does North Korea.
In space would be. We've never exploded a nuclear weapon in space?
No, we did it in the ocean and the desert. And underground.
I have a question.
And Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Those two.
Dude, does like everybody in the world have to be on the same page about this? Because like we can't just go like shooting stuff in space without like.
That's a good question.
Everybody, or like, because like, what if like I don't know, like who else has like China? What if they have a different idea of what to do with this thing? And so, we're like, I think we should do this. Well, I think we should do this.
We're the only ones that have the technology to do it.
Not necessarily. China could have it. Russia may have had it back in the day. Not anymore.
Yeah, I think that got. Washed out.
So there are seven countries in the world that admit to legally having nuclear weapons.
Right.
So,
but you also had the ability to get it up into space, to your point,
sure,
and launch it.
Yeah.
That's a whole new ball game.
But I mean,
only we got that.
But maybe China's there by the time.
What if they have another idea of what to do about? You know what I mean? Like another preventative thing that doesn't involve nukes. I don't know. Like, I guess who makes the final decision on what happens to the asteroid?
Court.
No, but she makes
it. There's a big world judge.
So,
like, I don't think you could just go shooting it without permission.
There is a, how do you put this? What is it, a treaty? There's a nuclear space treaty that exists. She's right. Where you are not, countries signed it, and where you to never, you know, fire
probably
nuclear
weapons.
Oh, you know what, the SALT treaties and all that stuff that Nixon put together? Like, there was nuclear treaties that would put together.
Yeah, but there's
with Nixon.
One specifically for space.
Oh, okay.
Can you Google that for me?
Because
that had to be Nixon.
Space treaty.
Yeah, I would.
Nixon loves space.
I don't know.
You're trying to get out of here.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. We're talking about an asteroid that has a 3% chance of hitting the moon in December of 2032. And NASA, in anticipation of this happening, has floated an idea to send a spaceship armed with two 100-kiloton nuclear weapons to knock the asteroid off course. Tommy thinks it's pretty easy at this point. Jeffrey writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, something that wide hasn't been blasted since Tommy's mom was at Fairport. So that's a train and an asteroid joke. Good job, Jeffrey. Kimmy, what do we got for nuclear space treaties?
Nuclear space agreement refers to treaties and principles governing the use of nuclear weapons and power in outer space. The primary agreement being the Outer Space Treaty, 1967.
Yeah, so 67, so that's LBJ.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's outdated, though.
And by the way, like, treaties matter right now anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
Troy writes us, he's actually got maybe a much better idea than the nuclear
weapon.
Oh, all
right.
He says, have Tommy tell the asteroid jokes. That'll turn it around.
Why am I taking such a beating this morning?
Oh, no, does that hurt?
Yes.
My butt. My butt. Hachiroku wonders,
yeah.
What happens if the rocket hits the wrong side of the asteroid and now it's headed to Earth instead of the moon?
Oh, like we knock it into
us. Yeah. Well, you don't got to go to work the next day.
That's true.
You got that going for you.
All over.
All right, so the good news.
Good news.
The good news. There are other less nuclear plans that they're working on, so this isn't like a decided idea.
Yeah.
Also, there's a 97% chance that it doesn't happen.
Yeah, 3% pretty high, though.
Yeah. Plus, even if the world ends in 2032, we've had a pretty good run.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. I can wrap things up.
Oh, you're not going to be alive with this episode.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's your problem.
Yeah, no, you got like next week.
Good
maybe.
Luck.
Like, Kimmy, we got a Bills Super Bowl this year. I'm fine with however this works out.
Oh, okay.
Whatever happens.
You check that off your list.
It is interesting to think.
It will be interesting to see how many end of world predictions are now set for 2032.
Yeah, start taking notes.
I had a vision.
It would be interesting to think, though. Let's say this thing does, they do decide, like the percentage keeps getting higher and higher and
higher as we get closer.
And you have to use this nuclear option to knock the asteroid. You know, the world's a very divided place right now.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we did this, every person on the planet would be glued to every form of media.
Oh, yeah.
From the moment that thing launched until mission was either accomplished or not accomplished. Like, think, the entire world would be doing the same thing.
It would be the
biggest
thing in world history since World War II.
I would argue it's bigger than that.
Well, I mean, last time, like, everybody was involved.
But even in World War II, there were parts of the world that weren't affected by it.
True.
Right?
Like, yeah. It's everybody.
Like,
we're all there together, boys.
And we're all going down together. Yeah. Much again, like Tommy's mom. Let's take a break.
My poor mother.
Yeah.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tommy has a long list of things he irrationally hates.
Okay.
And this is up there.
Oh.
When you're in the grocery store, you keep these out of your ears.
Oh, here we go.
But it turns out folks who do this are actually doing themselves a favor.
Oh, wow.
You're saving money.
How?
Because you're not letting the grocery store mess with your mind. Man! You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Kimmy?
Yep.
You know the only good thing about going to the grocery store?
What's that?
Throwing in some headphones.
I would say the food.
And listening to some music.
Oh, I don't do that.
You're not Kimmy.
No, Kimmy and I are shoppers.
Are you shoppers?
We like to market. We like to browse the vegetables and any aisle. We do.
Why can you not do that with headphones in?
Because I want to hear what's going on.
You want to hear the vegetables? The vegetables are speaking to you?
Well, I talk to the people.
Talk to the vegetables?
So you don't talk to anybody.
No, I have my headphones in.
Aren't you worried, like, somebody's trying to, like, saying, excuse me or something?
No, if you can't hear it, doesn't matter.
Hey, oaf, move.
Why would I want to hear that? That's rude.
Because you're an oaf and you don't move.
Why do you have such a problem, Tommy, with people who wear headphones while they're shopping?
You act like you're aloof and like you're too important, like you're some kind of celebrity or so important I can't be bothered right now. I can't talk to you. I got to get my marketing done. I got to get home so that I can make more money.
You're wearing a sport coat and slacks. With heeled dress shoes.
No, thank you.
And you're going to go to Wegmans after this.
Yes, I am.
And I'm the one that looks like arrogant.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Great.
I look like I'm ready to go to market.
Yeah. Well, it turns out.
What's that?
Those people you hate that wear headphones in the grocery store are saving themselves a fortune.
So how?
New research suggests
what they say.
That people who listen to music in headphones at the grocery store save almost 10% a year in their grocery budgets. You want to take a guess why?
Because you're just focused on what you need?
No. Kimmy?
Yeah, I would think like...
I mean, you're still looking at all this stuff.
I guess it puts you in the zone. You get it done faster. I don't know.
When you walk in the grocery store,
yeah,
they mess with your mind, man.
How?
The store layout is designed to get you to buy more. We know this.
Yeah.
The way they price the items, designed to get you to buy more. We know this. And the music they are playing in the grocery store is designed to get you to buy more.
Oh, the music?
The music you hear in Wegmans, Tops, whatever grocery store you go to, has a slow tempo.
It's usually just popular music.
No, I was going to say, I don't know if you've been to the East Ave Wegmans in an afternoon. Like,
they crank it up.
Like, people dance in the aisles.
Okay.
And the Wegmans in Pittsburgh has a disco ball.
Props to whoever puts together the playlist for the East.
That's Danny's playlist.
You're old, by the way. You are old as crap.
I'm telling
you. When you
like,
think the grocery store has a banging playlist.
No, like it's like a known thing that East Ave.
Yeah, because
they crank it up, too. It's really loud.
The music you hear in Wegmans, whether it is fun music or not, has a tempo that is slower than the average human heart.
So it slows you down.
Definitely not
to...
slower.
Count the beats per minute.
All right.
Count them.
I don't know.
When you hear slow music, it subconsciously slows you down.
But what if you're listening to slow music, like in your earbuds?
Ooh.
You're right. No, you're right. But in the grocery store, you have no choice.
I tell you, there was like subtle messages behind the music.
There could be that too.
Buy that now.
But these grocery stores play music with a slower tempo than the average human heartbeat on purpose to have you take your time, slow you down in the aisles, which leads you to spending more.
But that's how I shop, yes.
Next time you are in the grocery store, I want you to listen for it. If the music is under 75 beats per minute in the grocery store.
I don't even know how to judge that.
Ba, 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 ba.
I'm going to sit there and count that for a minute?
Ba, 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 ba. I'm not done yet. Ba, ba, ba.
You were dumb when you walked in.
If the music is under 75 beats per minute, they are in your head. The study showed that people who listen to up-tempo music on headphones in the grocery store spend an average of 8 to 10% less they were in there.
What a deal.
And right now, 10% less on your grocery budget is an effing fortune. You are dumb to not put your headphones in while you are shopping.
Okay, when I shop, I don't even know what I've spent when I left.
Yeah, exactly. That, bro, you are the most easily manipulated human being that ever existed.
But I want what I want.
I want what
and
I
if
want.
I see something cool and something new, like Wagyu beef spray, I'm
Thank
on
you.
It.
And by the way, maybe you only want what they're telling you to want. Man!
So the Wagyu is like speaking to me?
Well, kind of, yes. I mean, in this scenario, yes. I mean, like, you're very easily manipulated at the grocery store.
Everybody
You spent
is.
$13 on a pink pineapple.
Wait, did one up? Oh, Jesus.
You don't believe this, Kevin? You're giving me a suspicious look.
I just don't think... I think if I had my headphones in and I'm listening to my music, I'd be more relaxed. I would probably be browsing longer because I'm just, like,
Getting
enjoying
groove,
myself,
man.
You know?
Like a little Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I'm not paying attention to anybody around me. I'm not in a hurry.
No, but you just proved my point.
What's that?
Earth, Wind, and Fire, everything is over 75 beats per minute.
Is that how they roll?
Well, no, I mean, think about it. What's a slow Earth, Wind, and Fire song?
Reasons.
The reasons that we're here.
It's a shop. It is clear.
Now I'm going to have that song stuck in my head all day. Okay, don't listen to Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire. But no, I find myself listening to all
the
music.
But you put on the headphones.
Yeah.
You hate shopping.
I do.
You don't want to talk to anybody.
Absolutely.
You're an antisocial dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Celebrity Handshake. Hi, Tommy Boulay here. Damn fine to meet you. How are you? I'm shaking my head with my left hand, too, for some reason.
Well, there's so many people.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A new study shows wearing headphones in the grocery store can save you 10% on your grocery budget every time you shop. The reason
that we're here
is because the grocery store is trying to subconsciously slow you down. They play music under 75 beats per minute, which is what they estimate the average American heart rate is when they're walking around. If you are listening to music over 75 beats per minute, it makes you go faster. You are not slowing down to look at stuff like they want you to. You are saving money. By the way, you're not the only man that feels this way.
About shopping?
No, the headphones.
Oh.
The public. Jimmy writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. I'm going to write it the way I think he wrote it.
Okay.
Or say it the way. It's stupid to wear headphones or earbuds out in public. It makes you a target for crime. So you're going to get carjacked in the vegetable aisle. Come on, Jimmy.
Not really worried about crime.
Come on, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy,
too far,
doing,
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Too far, Jimmy.
Okay,
do you wear them even through the line?
Oh, yeah. I got earbuds, so I'll like boop so I could hear.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm telling you, man, it's so standard.
I think
so
that would be where I'd be the most worried to offend. I don't want to like look like I'm not paying attention to the person in the...
The cashier.
Yeah, the cashier.
Why, though? Like, because, bro, you
no,
also...
I
talk to them when I'm...
You don't, because you don't use cashiers anymore. You use the robot. F you, cashier. I don't even want you to have a job. I still at least use the cashier.
But you just don't communicate with her.
Doesn't matter. She's getting paid. He's getting paid. You. Hello, robot. Yes, AI. I'd like to change the world, please. In a job where AI could absolutely replace me tomorrow. Nuclear bombs are easy. Fire them into the sky. How about those clouds in Washington? What a bunch of clouds. I'm shocked, Kimmy, that you are so anti-headphones in the grocery store.
I'm not anti. It doesn't bother me if somebody else is wearing them, but me personally, I just, I'm afraid like somebody's trying to get around me or like I'm blocking somewhere somebody's trying to go. And I would be so not paying attention to anything going on around me that I don't want to come off as rude.
No, but
the biggest dicks aren't the earbuds.
What are they?
It's those guys that have those white, like, what is it, Beats by Dre
anymore.
Headphones? Okay. They look like earmuffs they're walking around with.
So what?
But
like,
at least
what
I
listen?
Know
what
you.
What are you doing, man?
I think that's...
You're on a record label? Like, you should be sitting there at a 20-channel soundboard working crap.
You are in this business 30 years. You should be sitting at a
soundboard working crap.
Input soundboard.
You look like you're working at a sound studio.
Okay, see, I don't mind those guys as much, only because at least I know you have headphones in.
Yeah,
where there
you
have
can't
been a couple
them.
Times where I've been like, I say something to somebody and I don't realize for like a couple seconds that they're listening to something in their ears, and now I feel dumb.
You look like Mahomes getting off the bus.
Oh, for God's sakes. You are so full of crap when we're having this conversation.
Why?
Well, first of all, Leanne writes us. Duffy at WCMF. She's on the inside, bro.
Oh.
You ready for this?
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said, I worked at Tops back in the day. They play slower music during the week and faster weekends music on the weekends so it doesn't get congested. Man!
Keep it moving.
All right.
You are so full of crap about this whole I don't want to be rude. Because how many stories have you come in on the air and told about you're there with your wife in the grocery store and she runs into somebody and the last thing you want to do is stop and have a conversation?
Well, I don't want to talk to those people.
I don't want to talk to those people. When you got headphones.
They're her friends.
Bro, everyone hates talking to random people they know at the grocery store. Because you never run into people you care about.
No.
You never do. It's like a neighbor you had 15 years ago, a coworker that moved jobs during the Obama administration. Like people just close enough to you where you have to stop. But far enough away from you where, like, you do not care at all what is happening with
them. But you got to talk to them.
You don't. If you have headphones in,
you can't blow them off if they tap your shoulder.
I'm not blowing them off. I can't hear them. I got my earbuds in.
So if they tap you and you look at
them. I also can't feel. When I put my earbuds in, it hits a nerve where my shoulders go.
It's so poor.
Bro, if I have my headphones in.
No, I don't like going to wake-ups with my wife because she runs into friends, former students.
Okay.
Every time we're in there, and it adds at least 20 minutes to the journey.
Okay.
And I'm not getting my marketing done, and it takes me off my game. Because, like, I have it all figured out in my head, right? And now we're over here. I don't go over here. I don't go by the batteries. Batteries is no man's land. Way down there.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Not sure, but you're...
Next thing I know, by the tide.
You're making the same argument I am right now. I have a job to do. I want to get in. I want to get out. I want to keep to myself.
All right.
No. We're the same person. You just want to hate things you don't understand.
I like to communicate with the employees.
Because they're the only people that are nice to you.
Especially in this room.
Because they get paid. Are the employees?
You get paid, you treat me like crap.
I'm surprised that I don't...
What?
It's funny that
you
like...
live like you have headphones on at all times.
Do you shop with your wife often?
No.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
I usually do
because it's hard for me to shop with my husband. We're two very different shoppers.
Me too, because I spend and she don't.
Yeah, like I like to browse a little bit. Like I'll go down aisles I don't necessarily need to go down. He's very like straight to the point. If somebody's in his way, he gets really annoyed.
Yes!
I'll wait it out.
No!
I don't know. Like I just, we rarely shop at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not chintzy. I want to spend. Yeah. I want to get. Yeah. I want to eat.
No, okay, you can eat when you get home. Yeah, I would like to get home. So
no,
we
but
can
I don't
eat.
Like to shortchange like, myself. I want to check the tomatoes.
No,
I want to check the stuff out.
Let's say we're getting like a package of chicken. He will go through the chicken to find like the cheapest one.
Yeah.
I'm just taking the one on the top.
Okay.
I want the fattest bird.
I hate both of you guys so much.
I like big juicy meat, just like your mama.
Danielle writes us on Instagram. Again,
oh, so juicy.
If you are listening to headphones in Wegmans
juice
or Tops,
down your chin.
You are saving, on average, according to the study,
reason that I'm here.
8 to 10, just to annoy everybody.
Between your thighs.
Nuclear weapons. I don't like talking to anybody, but I don't like your new technology. You also have headphones in at all times because you're deaf as crap.
Well, I do have a hearing aid, but there's nothing that's to hear.
It's to hear.
Not to block.
To rock to hear. Danielle writes us on Instagram. Headphones are the only way I make it through Wegmans. The worst are the old people who are so unaware of their surroundings, they block the whole dang aisle with their carts, and you know they're not wearing headphones.
Well, imagine if they were. It'd be even worse.
What are you looking at? That's not me. I'm not elderly.
Bro, I know you are that idiot who's standing there holding up Wagyu spray versus Pam for 5 minutes.
Well, you got to compare.
I'm trying to get through. Beep, 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 beep.
I also look at dates, so I want to make sure I get the longest date of a product I'm buying. So I will go in there and see like milk or lettuce or anything like that.
Milk or lettuce.
Well, it's all dated. So I want the longest date. I want the freshest product for my family. Okay. I shop for nutrition.
Shut up. You're the worst person that's ever lived in the history of the planet.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.